Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for the Shir Likutei Halachas, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Sheni, Hilchas Prika Uteina, Halacha Beis. We're in the middle of paragraph Dalet. We're actually in the middle of a subparagraph that began with the words Ki Iker Hu HaKovoid. We said that this chapter is based on two chapters in Likutei Moran, chapter 29 and chapter 59. And now we'll continue. We had started this paragraph. We'll actually go back to the beginning of the paragraph just to make it a little easier. Ki Iker Hu HaKovoid. One of the most important things in Judaism and in life is respect. Ki Kishemekarvin LaShem Yisborach Horiyu Mekarev. Because when one succeeds in bringing somebody close to Hashem, who is originally distant from Hashem, and it's the type of person that's worthy of being brought close, Nizgadel Kavoida Yisborach. That increases the honor of Hashem in an incredible way. Kize Iker Kavoidoi. This is one of the highest forms of respect for Hashem, respect, honor, and glory to Hashem. When people who are originally distant from Hashem and they come close, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this, and as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 59, this builds a holy palace for Hashem, Heichal HaKodesh, Bibchinas Uvehecholoi Kuloi Oimer Kovoid. And as the Pasuk says, this Heichal is wall-to-wall Kovoid. It's an incredible honor and respect for Hashem. We mentioned that just last week we read Parshas Yisroi, which has one of the most important parts of the Torah in it, the Ten Commandments, which includes in it all 620 mitzvahs, 620 letters, etc., many, many explanations. And that portion is found specifically in Parshas Yisroi, this convert who worshipped all the different idols available at the time, because this was the greatest glory to Hashem, that he came to recognize the greatness of Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'zeh b'chinas bitul ho'isur b'shishim. And with this we understand one of the famous laws in Yoredeya, that in many cases, if you have a large portion of kosher and a small amount of non-kosher falls into it, if the kosher is 60 times as much as the non-kosher and you can't identify the non-kosher, you can't recognize it, the whole thing becomes kosher. Bechinas, and this is related to a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where it says, Shishim Heima Malachos, 60, they are kings. Bechinas Melech HaKovoid. We know that Malchus and Kovoid go together. Bechinas Heichal HaKodesh. She'al Yodoi Nizbatel Ho'isur V'horash Shalahem. And this ties in with this concept of having a group of kosher people, a group of religious people, and trying to integrate somebody who's non-kosher, somebody who's not yet religious. And the group of kosher has this power of 60, Malchus, it's a Malchus of Kedusha, which can negate and nullify the negativity in that person who's not yet kosher. V'ayim kol zeh b'maymar misha oisik l'kariv. Rav Nosson Zal says, you want more detail on this? Look at chapter 59, where Rabbeinu Zal really elaborates on this. V'zeh b'chinas ozoiv tazoiv. And this is all tied into what we're speaking about here, this mitzvah of helping somebody who's an enemy, who's struggling under with a burden. Dahainu l'samchoi ul'harimai minafilasoi, to give that person support and lift him up from his fallen state. Shezel b'chinas bitul ho'isur b'samach. This is similar to that concept of eliminating the negativity in that non-kosher through 60 times as much kosher. Bibchinas soimech Hashem lechol hanoiflim. And this fits in beautifully with what the Gemara says in Brachas. Kemayisham Rabbi Senezal, the Gemara says in Brachas, page 4, that the Ashrei that we say in the morning and in the afternoon has in it a line for every letter of the Aleph Beis except for the letter Nun. Why? Because the letter Nun represents negativity, nefila, falling, down. But the Gemara says, Mipneima ein Nun ba Ashrei. Why is the letter Nun not represented by a line there in Ashrei? Mipnei sheyesh ba nefila. Because Nun is associated with nefila, falling. But the Gemara adds, Vafilu hachi chazar David usmocha baruach hakodesh. Despite that, even though it was left out, David HaMelech went ahead and gave it support with his divine wisdom by including it in the letter Samach. Kama Shekosuv, Soimech Hashem Lechol Anoiflim. The letter after Nun is Samach, and there it says, Soimech Hashem, Hashem gives support Lechol Anoiflim, to all those who are fallen. Nimtza, Shesamach Hu Bechinas Smicha Sanafila. We see here that the letter Samach, which is 60, that's the letter that's giving support to the Nun, to the Nefila, to the ones who have fallen. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Navi, in the Navi Amos, Nafla, she has fallen, Loi Soisif, she will not continue to fall, Kum Besulas Yisrael, rise up, the maiden of the Jewish people. Showing that even when there's Nefila, there's that support for it. And again, it's coming from the Samach, the letter Samach. Interesting to note, whenever we're in a crisis, in a difficult situation, Hashem has to override Teva, nature. In other words, if according to natural circumstances, the Egyptians were in a position to destroy us, even after all the plagues, when they came chasing after us, and we're facing the Red Sea on one side, the Egyptians in back of us, snakes and scorpions in the desert, nowhere to go. It took a miracle to save us. So when a person is in that kind of a fallen state, and Hashem wants to go in and pick them up, it requires a nes. Nes is miracle. The Mefarshim bring the word nes is the Nun and the Samach. The Nun represents the being in that fallen state, in that crisis state. The Samach is Hashem giving us that support that we need to be saved. And Nes is, the nature is called Hateva. Hateva is the same as Elohim, Hashem's name Elohim, which represents justice, din, judgment, which is, again, when we're in a crisis usually, it's because of that. It's coming from Elohim. Hashem overrides it through a Nes, through a miracle. A Nes has an alludes to this Soimech Noiflin, Hashem giving support to those who are fallen. We're coming up, one of the next major holidays coming up is Purim, where again we were in a state of Nefila. The Jews were very down. Haman was on top, Haman, Vashti, Achashverosh, they're all in charge, and the Jews are totally under their control, and Achashverosh wants to see us wiped out, and Haman wants to see us wiped out, all of this. So we're in that state of Nefila. Hashem makes a nes, and we come out totally on top. V'zehu gam kein bitul kol ha'isurim b'samach. And this is tied into all of those non-kosher things where there's a potential to make it kosher when it falls in, when it accidentally falls in to a 60 times as much kosher. Ki kol ha'isurim heim b'chinas ha'devarim ha'nefulim. Because all types of forbidden things are all coming from that place. They are in a state, in a fallen state. They're not kosher. They're not good, in a sense. As Rav Nosson Zal went into this in detail in Yoredeya, when he spoke about mixtures, all kinds of illegal mixtures. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in Hilchas Taruvas, Halacha Aleph, where Rav Nosson Zal goes into detail on that. Nimtza. So therefore, we conclude she'ikar hamitzvah shel ozoiv tazoiv, that the main concept behind this mitzvah of helping your enemy when he's struggling with a burden, dahinu l'samchoy l'harimay min afilosoy, hualidei b'chinas ha'kovoid, is being accomplished through this concept of kovoid, honor, respect, shehu b'chinas samach, which is represented by the letter Samach, which we said is Malchus. Shishim Heima Malachis. Shishim is 60. Bechina Shishim Heima Malachis Kanal. Umishom Hasmicha L'chol Hanoiflim. And that's where the support comes for all those who are in a fallen state. Bechina Soimech, etc. V'alkein Oysom Sheheim Rechoikim in Akovoi. And therefore, those people who are so far from respect or respectability, and they have no connection at all to holy respect, people who converted out of the religion completely, or that kind of thing, it's forbidden to try to bring them close. Ki ikar hu hakovoy, because again, one of the most important things is respect. We have to, whatever we're doing, we have to keep it within the confines, within the boundaries of kovoid. Shehu shoyresh kol hanefoshes tikdusha, which is the origin and the roots of all holy souls. All holy souls originate from the kisei hakovod, from the throne of glory. And this is why we have a law that if it's an elderly person, an elderly Rosh Yeshiva, and he sees a basketball on the floor, he's not required to pick it up and say, who lost this basketball, and try to find who lost it and return it to him. Because it would be a disrespect to him, based on his status and everything, for him to be involved with this basketball. Rav Moshe Zal had shown throughout this halacha that everything about this mitzvah is related to kavod of kedusha. V'alkein, and based on everything we've learned here so far, we could understand why yesh shnei deos. There are two opinions regarding what we just said. L'deo echad potur. One opinion says that the Rosh Yeshiva is exempt. He doesn't have to bend that, pick up the basketball and... Aval im roitze, but which means that if he should want to, mutter lazoid, he's allowed to give that help. Uladei shnia, but there's a second opinion that says asur, he's forbidden to do it. Umar omer chodo v'loy pligi. This rabbi is giving one opinion, and they both are actually in agreement. Ki hakoil lefi rish usam ulefi richuka min hakavod. Because all of this is determined by how evil a person we're talking about and how far that person has drifted away from kavod. Ki yesh shehem rechoikim kol kach at sheyesh sakono gedoilo lekarvon. There are people who have become so distant from holiness that a person trying to bring them close is putting himself in tremendous danger, putting himself and the whole structure of Kedusha in danger. And it's for this reason that the Torah has exempted this elderly person from going out to help such a person. A person is not required to put themselves at such risk in trying to help somebody else. Achafal pikein, however, despite that, if the person wants to be extra religious, to go down, and to try to elevate even those people, the person's doing a tremendous mitzvah. However, there are people who are even further out than that. At sheyesh isur gomor lekarvon, where a person is completely forbidden, it's 100% forbidden to try to bring them close. Va'aser loy lesake nafshay aleihem, and it's forbidden for a person to put himself in danger to try to save them. Kamuva b'maimer anal, as Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 59 towards the end, when he's explaining the Gemara, Al Maimar Rabbi Seinu, regarding the story in the Gemara that he brings there. Mepneima einehem shel Talmudim trutois. Why is it that the people from the nation of Talmud, their eyes are very weak? And the Gemara says, gives a reason. And Rabbi Nizal explains that the nation of Talmud, the Gemara tells us in another place, they were so evil that at the time that the Romans were destroying the Beis HaMikdash and stealing all of the gold and everything from there, the Talmudim went and were raping the Jewish women. That was more important to them than even going after the gold, going after personal wealth. Rabbi Nizal points out there that Talmudim represent a nation which stay away from completely. Don't attempt, we don't accept Geirim from them in a sense. Whereas those who still have some connection to Kovoid, even though they're very distant, Aleihem Nemar, about them, the Pasuk says, Ozoiv Tazoiv, try to help them. Because that would be the greatest respect to Hashem if you could get one of those people to turn around and become religious. We had the example of the Erev Rav, where it's brought that even Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake there, where Moshe Rabbeinu, his greatest thrill in life was honor for Hashem. Real honor, not 1,000 watts, 1,000,000,000 watts. And he saw an opportunity here. These are Egyptians. And Hashem said, don't. And he couldn't help himself in a sense. And he went ahead and did it. And we see they caused problem after problem. They got the whole Jewish nation in trouble, time and time again. Any questions?
The nun in Psalm 145... It also means nevoah, which is
correct.
A nice thing.
Yes. The commentaries ask that question. What do you mean? Nun has 1,000 meanings. Yeah. But it seems that despite that...
Well, the Hiddush was the nun and the Samach together with the...
Exactly.
And that, yeah.
You have the 50 levels of Bina and 50 gates of Tshuva, you know. There is such a question, but it seems that there is a certain significance in this context in the fact that it also represents nefila, you know. With this we complete Halacha Aleph, we go into Halacha Beis on this topic. Once again quoting the Pasuk in Chumash, Kis, this week's Parsha, Mishpatim, Kisira Chamoyer Soinacha Roivetz Tachas Masoi. If you'll see your enemy's donkey struggling under its burden, v'chodalta me'ezevloi, and you'll want to consider avoiding helping him, ozoiv tazevimoi, make sure you do help. Ki iso b'maymar v'ayhimi keitz, ki merach minagim. Rabbi Nizal tells us in chapter 7, in the second half of Likud Imran, she'ikar horachmonus, that the greatest pity, when we talk about people say it's such a pity this person is struggling with this illness, it's such a pity this person doesn't have parnasa, all kinds of different things, that it's a big rachmonus, people say. Rabbi Nizal writes there that the greatest rachmonus is when a Jew falls into sins. And Rabbi Nizal shows there, because the Gemara says that death and suffering are caused by sins. So that's the real rachmonus. Kizehu maso koved she'ief shalish yisraeli liso klal maso koved kazu. The wording Rabbi Nizal uses there is that a sin is such a terribly heavy burden that a Jew, it naturally cannot carry such a heavy burden. The Jewish soul is designed in such a way that it can't handle this terrible, heavy burden of an avera. V'tzorech l'rachem al Yisrael lohitziya me'avoinos. And therefore, a person who's qualified, who's capable, has to know that to really have pity on the Jewish nation and to help them get out of sin. U'lahachnis bohem das, how? By teaching them Torah, by teaching, giving them das. Because the Gemara says the underlying reason why a person commits a sin is because a spirit of foolishness, silliness took over. So the more das we give people, the less foolishness and silliness. Kitzrichim lohoyer hadas bebonim vitalmidim. And over there, Rabbein Azal tells us that the mission of giving over this das applies both to one's children and to one's students. And Rabbein Azal goes into a whole discussion there, showing how a child is supposed to be a student, v'shinantam levonecha, teach your children, and a student is a child. Every student a person teaches, it's like they gave birth to that student. Ayin Shem, look over there, Rabbein Azal elaborates on this tremendously. Vayidei Klolius ben v'tomin. And then Rabbein Azal goes on to show that by merging these two together, the concept of a son and a student, Mishom Nimshach HaParnosa, that actually is the source from which Parnosa comes. Shemekabeles HaMalchus Miyam HaChochma. Rabbein Azal shows there that Parnosa comes via the Malchus. The king is the one who's most responsible to make sure that the nation is being provided for, that kind of thing. And Kabbalistically, it's coming, we say, Poiseach es yodecha, umasbia l'chol chai rotzoin. The first letters of l'chol chai rotzoin spell Rochel, backwards. And Rochel is one of the main representatives of the Malchus, that Parnassah comes via the Malchus. And Rabbein Azal shows there that the Malchus receives from the Yam HaChochma, from the Sea of Chochma. Major, major paragraphs in that chapter, Likut Imran, that go into detail on this. Rabbein Azal says now, V'zeh merumas b'mitzvah hanal.
The line after is a fascinating line, where we say, Tzadik yud kevav kek. It's bothering me because in between the sixth plague, Paro said Yudke Babke Tzadik, which sounds to me like that's the ultimate expression that I'm wrong. I want to make Teshuvah, and I can't find a shtim to my question.
Between why Paro said Hashem HaTzadik.
No, here you have King David
saying Tzadik Hashem.
The anguishes of his life.
Yes.
And he's making this pledge, Tzadik Hashem.
Exactly.
And here Paro is taking his exact words, even before him, actually.
Reverse.
And saying, I'm saying, you're right.
You're
the Amalek is screaming from underground.
Exactly.
That Hashem is right. You guys were all right. Your prophets are right.
Exactly.
So why does it not stim?
You're asking why it's in reverse order? Why this one is.
I'm asking why they're basically saying the same two words.
But in the opposite order.
In the opposite order, okay, yeah. But the, really it's for Paro. It should have been. Okay, no need for five, six more plagues, right?
Uh-huh.
Like you admitted, you made Teshuvah, and yeah. You're also doing the same thing that King David, the Gadol Hador.
Rabbein Azal writes in Likut Imran in a certain place, quoting the Gemara, that Rishoim are Molei Charotos, that Rishoim are full of regrets, that very often a person's in a very bad place, and he says, I shouldn't be doing this. I really shouldn't be doing this. And then he goes back to doing it. So unfortunately, just because they say, you're right, it's wrong, I shouldn't be doing this, that's not necessarily proof that you can be, okay, so now I know that he's not going to do it anymore. No, not true, unfortunately. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins, V'zeh merumas b'mitzvah nal. Everything Rabbein Azal is presenting over there in chapter 7 in the second half of Likut Imran is hinted to in this mitzvah. Ki soinei pirshu Rabbi Senazal shezehu mi sheroi soyov ravera. The Gemara tells us in Psochim that the term enemy, the way it's being used in that pasuk, is referring to somebody who you saw committing a sin. And that's why the pasuk says you see him crumbling under his burden, meaning that this person is being overwhelmed by that major burden, which is the burden of sin. And because of that, this person has collapsed under his burden. He's lying down. Because he can't, a Jew can't carry that burden of sin. What are you talking about? We see millions of Jews walking around who are not yet religious. It's true that they don't know that they don't know. They don't know. They think they're walking around. They're not walking around. They look like they're walking around. That's not real walking. That's not real living. V'zehu ki sire chamoyer soynach haroyveitz ki hisgabrus he'ovoin hu bechinas hachoymer v'ruach habehemiyis. That term chamor, which means donkey, also means comes from the word chomer. You're seeing the physical matter, the materialisticness of the person, and the animalness of the person. Because when the burden of sin grows and overwhelms a person, the person is no longer called Adam. They're no longer qualified to be called human being by the Torah standards. Ki ikar ha'adam hu hadas. Because according to the Torah, what defines a person as human being is das. And das means recognition of Hashem. Rak hu b'chinas chaya b'dmus Adam. Whereas a person who doesn't have that das is an animal that looks like a human being, appears to be kimavur b'maral, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in that chapter, Ayin Shom. V'hisira ha-toira al kol echod she-yires chavei roishis gabar olav chas shomamas he-shalavon. And the Torah warns every single Jew who sees a fellow Jew overwhelmed by this burden of sin. Ki rak ze nikra masoy. Because that's the only thing that's called really a heavy burden. Azai osur loy lahalemayin. It's forbidden to make believe you don't see. It's forbidden to ignore it. Rak mutol olov l'rachem al chaveroi v'lazer loy. But rather you are responsible, you're obligated to have pity on that person and to help that person. L'kayem ozoiv tazoiv imoy. To fulfill this commandment in the Torah. Help him. Ki ze mutol al kol echad miYisrael. A person would say, what are you talking about? There's 1 in 1,000 people who's qualified to do that. Not true. Rabbi Nizal says there on the Kutimran, this is a responsibility and an obligation of every single Jew. L'rachem al chaveroi b'rachmonis ho'amitius ha'godol mikol minei rachmonis. To have real pity, real concern, that a type of concern that's greater than all other types of concern. Dahainu lazor loy lefarek me'olav hamaseh akovet shelovim, which is to help that person remove from himself that heavy burden of sin, asheri ef sheloy liso klal maseh akovet kanal, whereby it's impossible for a Jew to carry that burden. Who says? Rabbeinu Zal says, what do you mean? He looks like he's getting along just fine. He's driving his car. He's got a QMW and a Zip. No problem. Yes, problem. You don't see. Another person looks and sees this person's neshama is screaming for help, crying out for help. Ki kol echot mechuyov lehishtadel lehashgiach al chaveroi. Because every Jew is required to look. To look at their fellow Jew. You're not allowed to close your eyes. That my rabbi Rav Rosenfeld used to make fun. There's the famous American saying, MYOB, mind your own business. That's not a Jewish thing. There's a concept of privacy, of not looking into things, personal things of another person that are none of your business. But you know, but when a Jew has a problem, when a Jew is suffering, there's no MYOB. all of us are responsible, and all are held responsible. There are so many stories. The story of the Arizal was once sitting with his students. The Arizal sitting with his students, they're studying the deepest secrets of the Torah, and the Arizal sees something, and he tells one of the students, run quickly. There's a poor person who's crying. He's crying, and he's saying to Hashem, look at this, I'm suffering, and nobody cares. And if nobody helps him right now, the whole city will be wiped out. The whole city at Tzfas with all the rabbis, with all the Kabbalah, will all be wiped out because a Jew is crying and he's saying to Hashem, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Ki kol echot mechuyov lehishtadeh lehashgiach al chaveroi ledaber imoi beyira shamayim. To speak to a fellow Jew about Hashem, about respect for Hashem. To help that person get out from under that heavy burden of sin, which is heavier and more difficult than all other burdens. This is the greatest pity. You want to be a nice guy? You want to be a, there are people that feel good. I helped the monkeys in Manchuria. I heard that there's a problem, there's a crisis, that there's a certain species of monkeys in Manchuria that are struggling. So I sent $1 million. There are people that will send $1 million there to help the monkeys in Manchuria, and they don't know that you're a Jew. You have a responsibility to help the monkeys in your own neighborhood. The people in your own neighborhood, the Jews who don't know about Hashem, they know nothing about Hashem. V'zehu ozoiv tazoiv imoi. And this is why the pasuk says, help him, help him. There's a few details here that are very important. In the story of the Baal Shem Tov's trip to Eretz Yisrael, which we tell over on Shvi Shel Pesach. So at one point in the story, he's in Istanbul. And there's a decree issued to wipe out the Jews the following morning on Shvi Shel Pesach in the morning. The Turks have decided they're going to wipe out all the Jews in Istanbul and everything. And there's several different versions of the story. The way my Rebbe, Reb Michal Dorfman, told it over, he said that there was a tailor of the Sultan. And because he was a tailor, he was in and out all the time. He overheard this decree, and he didn't know what to do, and he ends up walking by where the Baal Shem Tov is, and Baal Shem Tov is singing. He goes in to see him, and he ends up telling the Baal Shem Tov about this. So the Baal Shem Tov says to him, so what are you going to do about it? He says, me do? What can I do? So the Baal Shem Tov says to him, then why do you know about it? If you know about this, it's an indication that you have to do something about it. And this is an incredible, important lesson, that if I am made aware that a neighbor of mine or a friend or somebody in the shul has a certain crisis or problem, the fact that I'm aware of it means I have a responsibility. Otherwise, why am I aware of it? That's point number one. Now, point number two is, so one minute, you're telling me that I can help the whole world here? We're saying also, I can make everybody religious. I've tried it, and I made things worse many times. So here we have that first line in chapter 5 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbi Nizal says there that each and every person has the picture that the whole world was created just for me. And if the whole world was created just for me, I am responsible to look into anything that's lacking in the world, and to repair it, and to repair anything and everything that's lacking in the world. Stop. Who are we talking about? I can't even repair my pinky. You're telling me I have to repair, I can't repair the 150 things that I need to repair in myself. You're telling me I'm responsible to repair the whole world? What are you talking about? The next two words, ulehispalel bavuram, and to pray for them. That you can do. And again, my Rebbe, Rabbi Michal Zichron Avrocha, said, those two words are the explanation for what goes before it. That how in the world am I expected to be concerned about all the world's problems and to try to repair all the world's problems? What I can do is lehispalel bavuram. That each and every one of us can do. Sorry for the technical difficulties. So we're talking about lehispalel bavuram, that I can do. And once again, the order of tefillah, we're told, v'chiper ba'adoi, u'ba'ad beisoi, u'ba'ad kol klal Yisrael, that each and every single person has a responsibility to pray for themselves, their family, and all of klal Yisrael, you know, to include all of that. But in this paragraph we just had, Rav Nosson Zal made it really perfectly clear. He added a little bit of clarity to what Rabbeinu Zal says about to what degree this responsibility is on each and every one of us. So that it's true, there are certain people that are not qualified to actually talk to another person about religion, about Hashem. But I can pray for that person, that I can do. And the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Meir had biryoni in his neighborhood, people who were very, very rough, terrible. And at one point he was mispalel for them, and they did tshuva, they turned around completely. Vegam ha-mitzvah bi'atzva mamish, and so too this, the actual mitzvah here, dahainu prika uteino mamish, which means helping somebody unload their donkey or their car or whatever, or put a load in. Which is to help this other person to remove a heavy burden from his donkey, who gam kein bechina hanal. This is similar to what we just said before. Ki hamasoi shal habehema. This heavy burden that's on that donkey right now, or again in the trunk of a on top of the roof of a person's car, shehu memoinoi uparnasasoi, which is that person's wealth, that person's parnasa very often. He's transporting something from somewhere, and now he has to take it off, take it out, and bring it somewhere. Hu nimshach miyam ha-chochma. Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likut Imran that parnasa, wealth, all of that comes from the yam ha-chochma. As we see in the paragraph of Tehillim, Borchi Nafshi there, Rabbeinu Zal shows the connections over there. Livyoson Shebo Alidei Chloeus Ben Vitalmid, which Rabbeinu Zal shows, how does a person get parnasa from the yam, from the malchus, from the yam achachma? They get it by combining, joining together the concept of the son and the student. Dahainu Alidei Heoras Hadas Beben Vitalmid, by shining one's das, sharing one's das with children and students. Kefima shemoitzianoi son, mimase hakovet shalovin, and it's based on the degree of success we have in taking them out of from this under this burden, this heavy burden of sin. Kemuvan shamemaimer anal ki showing in heite, as you take a look over there, we could come on. Rabbeinu Zal joins these things together beautifully. Video
about it. Video is
ein shom. V'alkein, and therefore, mi shezoicha lotzeis mi masay hakovet shel avoinos, a person who succeeds in getting out from under that heavy burden of sins, v'zoicha lodas, and zoicha to true das, shehu bechinas he'oras ben v'talmid, which is this knowledge that's being given over to children and students, kemoikein parnososoi mo'oifefes loy benokel, that will cause that person's parnasa to come flying to them easily. They won't have to go out searching for it. They won't have to travel to distant places for it. It'll come flying to them easily, like the man in the midbar, by those who are righteous people. Ki mishom ikar haparnasa, because that's where the main parnasa comes from giving over this das into children and students. V'chein lehepachas v'shom. And so too, the opposite is true. Mi shemizgaper olav chaschom hamasoi shel avoyim, a person who allows themselves to accumulate sins, and they have this big, heavy burden of sins. Ve'em boi das chas v'shalom, and they don't have recognition of Hashem. Azai parnasosei boloi bekvedus godol ubiyegia gedoyla moid. Then that person's parnasa comes to them with tremendous heaviness and major, major struggle. Bebechinas, as it says about the Jews in the Midbar, Shatu ha'om v'loptu, the people spread out to go searching for the man. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Shatu b'shtusa, that there were some people who were not, didn't accept the das. They were far from the das, Dusan van Aviram and others. They were full of shtus, that ruach shtus. They had to go searching every day for the man. Every day it showed up in a different place, and they had to go look for it. Azai v'tochanu borechayim oidochu b'madoicha. And then they had to crush up the man. They had to process it before they were able to use it. Sheze b'chinas kvedus ha-parnosa. This refers to the difficulties and struggles for parnosa. Lemi sheloi geire sharu ashtus. Regarding those people who haven't gotten rid of the silliness and foolishness. Kemuva b'zoyer HaKadosh, as the Zoyer HaKadosh in Parshas B'Shalach explains, Shemarames al kvedus haparnasa, that these psukim here are alluding to the struggles for parnasa, lemisha ein boidas. V'ze b'chinas koshim zanos shkogam kriyas yamsuf. With this we also understand the comparison that the Gemara makes between parnasa and the splitting of the Red Sea. Ki kriyas yamsuf marames al yam hachochma. The splitting of the sea alludes to that yam hachochma that Rabbein Nezal speaks about there in Likut Imran, that sea of chochma. Ki ze ikar b'chinas kriyas yamsuf. Because that's the real splitting of the sea. Shenivke v'nisgale yam hachochma, where the sea of chochma is split and opened up. Kamuva, as we find in the Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef of the Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Mipilna, the student of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh in Parshas Yisroi, Hainu Bechinas Yam HaChochma Anal. So what the Jews experienced in the splitting of the Red Sea and getting out of Egypt is comparable to what Rabbein Nezal speaks about on Likut Imran, about one's drawing their parnasa via the Malchus, which receives it from the Yam HaChochma. Shenizgale, which is revealed, kifi ma shezoichen lotzeis me'avoynes kanal, based on the degree that a person succeeds in getting out of sin. Umisha nimshach haparnasa, and it's from there that the parnasa comes to the person. Vezehu, and this is what the Gemara says, koshim izanoysav kekriyas yamsuf, that earning a livelihood is as difficult as splitting of the Red Sea. Because that's where parnasa comes from. Mebechinas kriyas yamsuf, mebechinas yam hachochma. Ki ikar hakoshi shayokosha kriyas yamsuf. Because when we say as difficult as splitting the Red Sea, what was the difficulty in the Red Sea splitting? Humachmas avoinos, was because of our sins at the time. Bechinas, as we find, we're told that the angel that represented the sea said to Hashem, why should I split for the Jews and close up for the Egyptians? They're idol worshippers and they're idol worshippers. The Jews also were worshipping idols in Egypt. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ukemoikein kosha hamizaynos. And so too, to the degree that we are worshipping idols, chas v'shalom, to the degree that we are not believing in Hashem and serving Hashem properly, that kamoikein koshen hamizaynos, that determines how difficult the livelihood is. Ki kefima shezoichem lotzeis me'avoynos, because to the degree that a person is zoicha to get out of sins, kamoikein zoichem sheyizgala yam hachochma. To that degree, that person is zeicha that the yam hachochma is revealed. Shehu b'chinas kriyas yamsuf ukemoikein zeichin lemezoynes uparnasa. And to that degree, that person will be zeicha to a flow of parnasa. Ki mishom nimshach haparnasa, because that's where parnasa comes from this yam hachochma. Nimtza sheikar kvedas v'oil haparnasa. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, I've shown you that the main heaviness and yoke of Parnasa is because of the heaviness of the sins that we're still carrying around. Chas v'shalom. Question?
And to finish that, Rebbeinu also, I believe, correct me when I'm wrong, of course I'm going to be wrong, that there's this idea that I made this money, I'm making myself into the idol, and it stems with that statement that the miracle comes from that.
Definitely. That's we talk about masa umatan be'emuna. The wording in the Gemara is that a person is supposed to conduct business properly. The word emuna is used, which has multiple meanings. Emuna means trustworthiness. Emuna means faith in Hashem, knowing that it's not I. It's not I. That it's Hashem who's giving it to me. And whatever I did to earning it was a small amount, was only to make it look as if I'm doing it, it's coming from me. But not to be fooled, chas v'shalom, for sure.
Rabbi Mansour gave a speech in Deal on Monday where he took man hu and explained that if you shuffle the letters, emunah.
Exactly. There's a sefer, a Breslov sefer. I wonder if he took it from there, possibly, or that sefer got it from an earlier source. There's a sefer called Onig Shabbos from Rebbe Froimo, and he goes into that. And I saw a shir that I gave 40 some odd years ago where I mentioned it there also. To me, that was one of the greatest chidushim that I ever saw. Because Rebbe Froimo asks, why is the whole business of mana in the Chumash if it's something that happened 3,000 years ago and there's nothing like that today? And he says it's not true. We have the same exact item today. A person who believes 100% that this cup of coffee that I just drank is from Hashem, that person has no thought, wow, that's lousy coffee. I should be drinking $300 coffee. You know, today they have coffees maybe for $3,000, you know, et cetera, et cetera. The person who has emuna knows whatever I have is the best. It's champagne. It could be anything I want it to be. You know, it could be anything that the sultan wants to put into my mind that I think I would like. I could have that in a cup of water, you know, with emuna. We should be zeicher to emuna. We should be zeicher to das, to the das that he's talking about here. We should be zeicher to get rid of that. Hashem and the tzaddikim should help us get rid of any sins of this Gilgul, previous Gilgulim, of our own and our family and all of Klal Yisrael, and be zeicher to see the complete and final Gula Shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.
Amen.